Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
We know our CEOs.
Yeah.
We know rich people.
Yes, we do. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, how you doing, boys?
Hola. Hola. Robert, are you sober or not sober?
Well, I'm about almost to 72 ounces of nature's nectar in my belly right now.
Okay, not sober, Robert.
All right.
No, what? Definitely not sober.
What is nature's nectar?
You don't want to know the guy's name, do you?
Whose name?
Mm-hmm. One place every time you go to the bathroom. You're taking black water, push it, that smell, or let it go.
Well, what is Let It Go? Who plays that song?
That is from the movie Frozen.
Can you give me an example? Let it go,
let it go.
No. Definitely not push it, because if you're pushing, then you need some, you're constipated.
Okay.
So, let's go Lynyrd Skynyrd.
All right. Ooh,
yeah, Lynyrd Skynyrd. I like your process of elimination.
I don't want a fish sandwich. I don't want the onion rings. I don't want a shake. I don't want nuggets.
I want to throw a shout out to a buddy of mine real quick, if you don't mind.
Cool.
Sure.
Real quick. So his name's Sean Cavanaugh. He's from Smoky Point, the bike shop mafia. This guy has helped out all these little kids riding dirt bikes, all the adults, families. I mean, great guy. Bike shop mafia, Sean Cavanaugh. So... anyways, I'm ready to play, boys.
All right. Here's your question. Before 1867, what state was known as Russian America?
1867?
That is correct.
Russian state?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like a U.S. state.
Maine?
Alaska?
Alaska.
Alaska. That'll be Alaska. Yeah. Alaska.
I'm working on that 72 ounces of freedom, man.
What are you drinking?
I'm almost there.
What are you drinking?
Nature's Nectar, man. Bush, full flavor. Nature's Nectar.
Copy. All right.
All right.
16 ounces of can. 16 ounces of freedom every time you pop one of the babies.
Freedom.
16 ounces of freedom. I like that.
Yep.
I've seen their ads. They're wild.
All right. Your question, what is the Indianapolis Speedway also known as?
I'm not in a NASCAR. I'm a dirt biker.
It's open wheel. NASCAR does race there, but it's famous for like Indy cars and open wheel racing.
It's like Indianapolis 500.
Indianapolis 500.
That's where it happens.
That's the track.
Indianapolis. Yeah. What is the other name for the Indianapolis Speedway?
I have no idea. The NASCAR?
Brickyard.
The Brickyard.
Oh, where they kiss the brick. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's what I call an unflushed toilet.
My bad. I'm a dirt biker, dude. I'm not a...
open wheel racer?
No, I don't ride a quad, dude. Only sissies ride quads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thrill.
Yeah,
I know. I learn something new every time.
Do you ride quads?
No, I do not ride quads.
Does he look like a sissy?
Yeah. If you're going to ride a quad, why not just drive a Jeep, you know?
I've been telling him that for years.
For real.
Ted has been saying.
We had the conversation earlier in the house.
For sure.
All right, your question. How many diagonals does a triangle have?
How many diagonals?
Correct. Kind of a misleading answer.
Are you talking about the 3 points on it, or are you talking about the bar on it?
I'm just asking a question, man. How many diagonals does a triangle have?
3.
Oddly enough, the answer is none.
No.
None. Yeah.
Square equals whatever.
Totally.
Square equals whatever.
Freedom.
Yeah.
It equals freedom.
Well, what is X? If X squared equals whatever, then, X can be whatever it wants to be. Well, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
I agree. I agree with that. All right.
Yeah, it's 2026. Let X be whatever it wants.
Change his pronouns.
I just don't get it. Yeah.
What is the largest rodent in the United States?
Oh, it's got to be a rat.
Question 5.
Is it a groundhog?
Nope.
Beaver?
Beaver.
There you go. It's like the capybara is the biggest, but what do we got? Hey, now.
All right, your question. Who originally played Mad Max in the Mad Max movies?
Max?
The guy who played Mad Max. That's the character. Who was the actor that played Mad Max?
Jethro Tull?
Jethro Tull.
Jethro Tull.
That would be Mel Gibson.
Yes. Question six. Jethro Tull.
Give me a hard one and I'll get it.
Okay.
How many colors are there in the spectrum / the rainbow?
I would say six.
Damn, seven.
Speaking of, question seven.
I was close.
You're close.
Yeah, you were close. No one's going to deny that, man. You were close.
I'm working on them 72 ounces of freedom.
That's why Axe can be whatever it wants now.
Damn right. Free to be what it wants.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
Your question. What is the longest river in the world?
The Mississippi.
Amazon or Nile?
Nile?
The Nile. Nile.
What's so funny, man?
Question eight.
Mississippi's a long river.
It is a long river.
It is.
Now, we just saw some sissy out the window on a quad.
Yeah, we did. He was just riding right up I-5.
I just like the confidence you said it with, sir. That's specific.
Well, that's what I thought it was.
Yeah, fair enough. Your question, in what state is Arlington National Cemetery located?
It's not in Washington, Arlington, Washington.
That is correct.
I'm going to say Oklahoma.
Virginia.
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 Question nine.
I'm in Texas. Nine?
Question number nine.
Nine. No. Nine.
He speaks German.
Mm-hmm. Freedom. He's got that. Yeah. Question, how many U.S. states are named after a president?
Oh, Lord. I'm just going to go on a wild guess. I'm going to say four.
One. Washington.
Question 10. Well, there's Washington, D.C., though.
Well, that's not a state.
Not a state.
I bet you a bunch of listeners don't even know what D.C. stands for.
District of Columbia. But I bet you a lot of the listeners knew a lot of the answers to the other questions we asked. Mm-hmm. But you're probably right.
All right, if you don't get this one right, Robert, you will tie your biggest dummy. That would be Patrick.
Are you kidding me? And I haven't cussed the whole time.
Thank you.
Keep that up. I appreciate it.
Man.
All right, your question. On which Hawaiian island is Honolulu located?
Oh, I know this one. I know this one, baby. I'm not going to cuss, but who's got the button? If I cuss, who's got the button?
Just answer the goddamn question, man.
Okay, it's Honolulu.
No, what? What island? Which Hawaiian island is Honolulu?
It's the Big Island. I was just there. It's the Big Island.
Yeah, what's it called?
Waikiki.
That's a city. Question 11, you just tied Patrick as our biggest dummy. Robert, if you don't get this one right, this is your last question. Either way.
No way.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, way.
And, yes, way. And way. You will now be the biggest dummy. Rightfully so. Well deserved.
Oh, no.
Freedom. Oh, brother, you've earned this. Believe me. All right. Now, Miles has talked about this many times.
Since who did?
Miles. He's one of those quad riding sissies.
I'm a scooter riding sissy.
Never had the taste of freedom. Nothing.
No.
I just did 18 holes with my putter, dude, over at Clockham Ridge.
Impressive.
All right. Yeah. Cincinnati chili is served over what?
Cincinnati chili would be over a hot dog.
Spaghetti.
Congratulations, Robert. You are now officially our biggest dummy.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Robert, I like how he drops it. I bet you a bunch of listeners don't even know what D.C. stands for. I bet you don't know anything. You just said you're in Honolulu and didn't get the goddamn answer. And you're going to throw out like you know something.
You got.
I don't even know D.C. is.
You don't know where Arlington's at. Full disclosure, though, I would like to sit there and just pound some of those bushes with those tall boys. Just like, Robert, you go off, man.
He's got 100 stories for you.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll be like, you're right.